everybody. My name is Sam Schneidmiller.
Hey, I'm Chiminya Ocher.
And I'm Tyler Rover. And today we're going to discuss the future of work moving in the direction of skill development rather than degree focus. The rate of change in today's work climate is rapid. A Forbes article writes, "The pace of change has never been this fast, yet it will never be this slow again." So today, some of the questions we'll look to explore are, why skills become a focus in the future of work, and where will professionals get this training? Will organizations offer training to their own employees as well as to professionals outside the organization? And will certificate training become more valued than university degrees?
So I want to begin by briefly explaining how important skills will be to the future of work. This is because low-skilled jobs are more likely to be disrupted by pandemics, automation, and natural disasters. This means in the future, we'll likely see an increase in the need for skills versus qualifications. Currently, the United States is said to focus their efforts more on recruiting the talent they need, but new trends will concentrate on developing current talent to match the demands of the future of work.
And definitely, in the future of work, continuous learning will be crucial to the success of employees. Instead of relying on knowledge and skills acquired throughout college, continuous learning will ensure that individuals are up to date on current and effective methods. This will allow them to demonstrate to their current employers and potential employers what knowledge and skills they have to offer the company, and that they're committed to constantly developing their skills. In fact, the Forbes article states that many companies are ramping up their e-learning platforms. They move quickly to ensure that their people are still building important skills and developing professionally.
Today we have Mackenzie Taskey, an account executive from Rapid7, joining us. Rapid7 is a cybersecurity and compliance solutions company based out of Boston, Massachusetts. Mackenzie shared how she has been working to ensure she is taking ownership and initiative in her learning in order to continue developing professionally.
So I went from working in an open floor plan environment in my office to now working from home. So I really need to seek out information to ensure I'm learning and not falling behind. And now I hold myself accountable to taking the initiative to seek that information from our e-learning platform, from our call recording software, so that I can still learn while working from home and get information that I used to be able to just pick up from sitting at my desk in the office.
Yes, and we will look to explain if organizations will help their employees develop skills. The question is, where will employees get this continued education that we speak of? Well, we believe this training will either come from within their own organization, and this will become more of a trend, or they will get the training from organizations who will begin offering skill lessons to all professionals.
Forbes also mentioned that investing in skills development has a number of clear benefits, with Coursera not only suggesting that countries see a $600 boost to GDP per capita for each percentage gained in proficiency in any given skill. In the long run, investing in the development of human capital, such as skills, will lead to the growth of the economy.
Yeah, so I believe deeply in this idea of being a forever learner. I saw in an article from the World Economic Forum, they discussed how every business leader will agree that finding not only the right people, but people with the right skills and mindset is a serious challenge for enterprise. Using a four-year degree as a proxy for employability means relying on talent with potentially redundant skills rather than lifelong learners with ever relevant skills. It hurts us all too, because our job over-reliance on college degrees further alienates already vulnerable job seekers. I think this quote holds a lot of truth, and I believe having a four-year degree in many cases does not mean you're any more capable than a high school dropout.
In my job, they used to require a college degree for individuals who desire to work in management. However, this limited the pool of potential candidates for managerial roles and has led to a shift towards what skills and knowledge an individual has to offer the organization. Through frequent assessments and observations, they are able to assess whether or not the potential candidate is capable of being able to manage and ensure they maintain that high standard, which is expected of them after they've been promoted. This shift has allowed experienced and knowledgeable employees who may not have a bachelor's degree to pursue a career in management.
Yes, and Chamunya's point is really what the whole idea behind this shift from skills to degrees is about. Not only does a degree requirement limit the options of who can be in management, but it does not truly address the key function of management or work in general, which is the effectiveness and efficiency of individuals and the organization. Some skills these new management roles may need are greater interpersonal skills, as well as the ability to provide emotional support through all times.
Yeah, so we need to discuss, you know, some of the specific types of skills that employees will need to continuously learn. I believe digital and technological skills will become extremely important. They already are, but the COVID-19 pandemic has reiterated this. According to Addy Gaskell in a Forbes article, COVID-19 prompted many of the 50% or so businesses without a website to get one for the first time, while many others have adopted technology such as video conferencing and collaborative communication tools. In order for businesses to get these websites and digital tools, you know, they'll need the employees to create them and maintain them. So, you know, with the increase of use in technology, it's going to be no surprise that employees will need to continuously learn and grow with this technology as it improves and changes.
Yeah, Sam, and as technology continues to rapidly improve and be implemented throughout the workplace, we are seeing the positive impact it has had on businesses and the increasing need for technological skills in order to ensure success. However, it's also important to mention the article from the World Economic Forum states that employers look for more than just task-oriented or technical skills. Companies want people with an eye for detail, creative problem-solving skills, a collaborative mindset, and an ability to deal with ambiguity and complexity. As technology becomes more prominent in society, human interaction will become more cherished and appreciated. So developing such skills will be highly valued by employers. In addition to that, employers will desire employees that are able to identify problems which may arise and find solutions.
Our guest, Mackenzie Taskey, will now give her take on the skills she believes will become most important in the future of work for not only herself, but for all professionals.
Yeah, so I think in thinking about, you know, how the future of work can look a lot more remote, the soft skills of self-discipline and accountability are going to become increasingly important, because there's not going to be a manager around watching people working or team members around to motivate the team to work together. So I think just being innately driven to do your job and do your job well is going to become really increasingly important.
Shifting gears, we will now discuss where individuals will get this continued education. As more and more companies catch on to this enhanced need for skill development, we may see an increase in the offering of e-learning platforms as opposed to the traditional in-person seminars and conferences. Forbes' piece on the 6 ways COVID will change the workforce forever suggests that face-to-face learning will likely just be a small element of a learning curriculum, that ramping up e-learning platforms, companies will be able to ensure that their people are still building important skills and developing professionally. These early e-learning platforms are online courses employees can take to further their professional skills.
Yeah, I can certainly understand how companies will benefit from offering these virtual learning experiences. First, that the virtual learning can reach a much broader range of people without hurdles in travel, cost, or that kind of thing. And secondly, the whole event of teaching and organizing it will be less costly without having to rent a venue or pay for employees' travel. So overall, e-learning will save time and energy for both the organization and employees.
Yep, those are great points. Alternatively, larger organizations may offer certificate courses for education to all the business professionals. For example, Microsoft can offer courses for professionals to enhance their skills in programs like Microsoft Office. This benefits both the professionals and Microsoft, the company, because it encourages people to use Microsoft's products while providing professionals with the education needed for the technologically advancing world.
Let's take a look at the accounting field. Many individuals seeking a job within the field of accounting have graduated with an accounting degree. This should mean that all these individuals are qualified and able to succeed as an accountant. However, that is false. Although they may all have an accounting degree, they may not all have a solid understanding of different accounting principles and methods. So rather than focusing on the degree which an individual has, many accounting firms desire for potential employees to acquire CPA certificate. which distinguishes all these individuals who possess it and show that they have met all education and state requirements and have passed the exam. This is why I strongly believe that certificate courses will be highly valued, because it will distinguish and acknowledge the skills which the individual possesses rather than a generic degree, which may not accurately reflect the skills of an individual.
That's a good point. And we're seeing many companies begin to evolve from these traditional business practices. In an article from the World Economic Forum, they say that after the COVID-19 pandemic, the company Infosys has brought together a consortium of partners on a free online platform to provide job training and apprenticeship opportunities for job seekers and to connect them with the employers offering them new work streams and career paths. So this organization provides, you know, new opportunities and skills to employees globally through a digital career training program. Furthermore, other companies such as EY, Google, and IBM have embraced this sort of thinking and have increased hiring from these alternate talent pools. And several more are investing in continuous learning for the workforce. So these alternate talent pools they're talking about are people who may not have a college degree, but have the skills training from a company like Infosys. Many people, you know, they don't have the privilege to attend college, but with a free online training, many job seekers can get the positions that they couldn't get before.
Great, and that is definitely what we expect to see in the future of work. Thanks for joining us for this podcast episode. We hope that has been informative about the future of work, having a focus on skills as opposed to degree qualifications. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Bye.